AFK Discussions starts now. Dun dot to bio. Hey guys, welcome back to another edition of AFK Discussions. It's your boy Jason. I'm back once again, and you guys, you know what time it is. It's Halloween time, so we're doing kind of like a little special here. I got my girl Laura here from Midnight in the Mountains.
Hey, what's up?
So I'm doing this whole Naruto thing, and if you know, you know. If you don't know, then you really, really don't know. Laura couldn't stop laughing for like an hour when she got on here.
All I did, like, the window pops up and I just see you sitting there. Not expecting that.
So at the beginning, I said, AFK discussion starts now. And I said, Don Dotta Bio, which is Japanese for believe it. So just letting
nice.
You know. And that's what, that's like a catchphrase of Naruto's. Anyways.
Kind of cool. Ties into the paranormal, though.
That's right. So how's it going?
It's good. And by the way, your intro is really cool. Your video intro. I haven't seen that before. Because I usually just listen on my phone. I don't ever watch.
Yeah, I made that a couple weeks ago.
Nice.
Of course, that's what I do is, all that design and videography and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Man, it's been a crazy week. I'll get into my week first. And Halloween's coming up quick. This is not my costume for Halloween. This is from like 4 years ago.
Oh, but
my son was another
it.
Character. And yeah, whoa, dog. No, dogs are welcome. Barks are welcome. Usually my cat joins me, you know, so. Anyways, so this past week I was on a work trip. I was on a work trip for 9 days, which was insane. I was in Orlando. And while I was in Orlando, I can't talk. While I was in Orlando, I got to go to Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights, which was incredible, guys. I loved it so much. I'd never been. This is my first time. I've always wanted to go. It was really cool. They had the Fallout House, which I'm a big fan of the Fallout TV show and the video games. Also, they had a WWE house. Which I used to watch wrestling back in the day, but I don't really much anymore. Shout out to Joel Thomas. Joel is a huge wrestling fan. Actually, I took pictures and I sent it to him. I was like, dude, don't be jealous. And he was jealous, let me just say. But it was really cool. One of the ladies that was with me that works on my team, she actually got sick, so we had to leave a little bit earlier. But it still was like 11 o'clock at night, so we were there. Almost all the way till 1 a.m. when it closes. But it was really cool. We did got to ride the Harry Potter, was it Gringotts ride, which was really cool. I was going to buy a wand, but they're like $80. I'm like, I could go get a stick in my yard.
Definitely pretend go it's get a wand. Stick in the yard and go get some glitter at Michael's and call it
I
a
know,
day.
Right? That's crazy. I was wow. like, I can go to Disney and buy a lightsaber for $100.
You they know? Were like 300 something.
No, they're not. They're like 150 ish. I mean,
that's
unless
crazy.
They went up. I have two lightsabers here. But anyway, so let me look. It's Halloween, so let me just get this down here. Yeah, let's just go all in.
Yeah, we got everything going on. I love this. This is great.
So yeah, I'm not going to put that back up on my bookshelf. I'm going to lay it in the floor.
That's so cool, though. How was the Harry Potter stuff? I would love
what
to
Harry
see
Potter
that.
Stuff. Oh yeah, yeah. The ride. I was like, what Harry Potter stuff?
We're on to Star Wars. Keep up.
this is gonna get annoying. It was cool. So it's like a roller coaster, but it's like 4D. They splash water on you, and like there's fire, and you have 3D glasses on, so it's interactive. Like you can, like, I think it takes place during the last movie. But there's like,
okay,
you know, like Voldemort's there and he's
that's scary
trying to get, you know, the part where they're in the vault. Yeah. And they're trying to get, what are they trying to get? I can't remember now.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I don't like really rewatch that one because it's like so depressing. So I can't even, I don't remember much of it.
Yeah. But there's a scene where, you know, Voldemort's like, they've been in your vault, to Bellatrix. So yeah. But anyways. And by the way, this I'm wearing right here, guys, if you ever watch Naruto, I probably shouldn't be wearing this because this actually is a scroll that explodes when you throw it at somebody. But anyways, yeah.
Don't throw it at me.
Yeah. But anyways.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah, so it was really cool. Another thing that was awesome, guys. I wish I don't have my magazine here. I'll try to post it, but so I got it. I was in an article on a magazine for my work podcast. So I am published and it's really cool. So
that's neat. What
I was in, it's like, PCT. It? It's called Pest Control Technician Magazine. And it's just about, you know, podcasts and what I do and all that. So
wow. Pretty cool. That's super cool. Yeah. I want to see that.
Yeah. But I posted on my LinkedIn. I have a picture of it. I'll put it on the Instagram or something.
All right, cool.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty proud of that. Had to sign autographs.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. but something that was cool because I was there for a conference. I went there and I filmed for some commercials we're doing for work. And then during the conference, I actually did a live podcast and I interviewed 10 different people. So that was pretty cool.
That's
and
neat.
I ate a bug. I can't talk. I ate a bug for charity.
Like a chocolate covered one?
It wasn't chocolate covered. It was just a bug, but it was dead. It was like dried or whatever.
That sounds
it tasted
terrible.
Like a pecan. It tasted just like a pecan. It was weird. Yeah.
Yeah. No, you would have had to offer me money for that.
It was for charity. Come on. Oh. This hat's going to get very annoying. I have a strap and it's not keeping it on my head. Okay. Anyway, so. Lara, it's Halloween time, the spookiest time of year, and I'm just ready for it. So going into this, Chris, my new co-host, he's had some things come up over the past two times we recorded. So, but I was like, I'm just going to go and do it because I wanted to get it out by Wednesday.
Yeah.
So it'll have time to run before Halloween. So, but yeah, so it was kind of a last minute thing. I was like, hey, do you want to join me? You're like, yeah, sure. Do you want to dress up? And I'm like, sure. So I had all these plans of what to wear and then I couldn't wear my Boba Fett helmet up there. You can see it right there. Because I couldn't see because my glasses wouldn't fit under the helmet. And I have two other Star Wars helmets, but you know, I'll just wear the helmet just with nothing else. I thought that would be silly, you know, just like have a t-shirt and the helmet on.
Well, no, because I'm like in the bathroom putting on a full face of makeup, doing this whole scarecrow thing. You're like, yeah, I just have a t-shirt. And I'm like, don't you dare!
No, it wasn't
like
a t-shirt. It was a button up, on. And it had all these monsters all over it. It was really cool.
I'm sure it's cool, but like you need. I'm going to look like a freaking fool just sitting here like this.
So I had to find something real quick. So I couldn't find my Jedi costume at all.
No, this is great. I love this so much. This is good.
So my actual costume for Halloween is Mario. And I have a full-on Mario costume. But it's my overalls are not going to be here until tomorrow.
My gosh.
So I couldn't do my Mario. I have the hat and everything already.
Yeah.
But...
So are you doing anything or are you just taking the kids trick-or-treating?
So we have a costume contest at work.
Cool.
That's fun. We're actually doing that Thursday. And then we get a half day off on Halloween. So
that is so cool. Yeah. I don't know about I guess other jobs probably do that, you know, so you can leave.
I don't know. I've never heard of one, but
yeah, I really haven't either. I mean
my work's pretty special. I mean, we get a lot of given vacations, like most of the school vacations, we're off, like government holidays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, that's a good job.
So, anyways, so I want to start off by delving into a little bit of vampires. So just, do you know about vampires, the mythology of like Asian vampires?
No.
Oh man, it is very bizarre. Okay.
Okay.
It's completely different than the Western vampires, like 100%. I watched a film. What was it? I can't remember the name of it. Something Walking Dead. It was a Chinese film. It was like actually kung fu theater, but with vampires. And so they're vampires. They don't necessarily suck blood. I think they, if I may be getting this wrong, they're more like zombies, but they hop. Yeah, they jump and they have their arms sticking out like straight. They jump. It's really weird. I've got to find, let me pull up a picture. I'll share it. So guys, just to let you know, we are doing YouTube now. So if you're just listening to this, you're getting half the podcast. So go to YouTube, subscribe, and all that. And also subscribe to Midnight in the Mountains, wherever you listen to podcasts. And I'm about to show you some Chinese vampires.
Yeah, definitely go to YouTube for this one. You got to see Jason's costume. It's real good.
Okay. So yeah, the Chinese vampires are, I mean, they're really crazy.
Anything, well, I'm thinking of like Japanese stuff right now, like Japanese folklore. Well, I mean, stuff.
They have Asian all kinds of, yeah, it's
all it kinds is crazy. Of creepy, crazy stuff.
Yeah, they have a lot of yokai is really big in Japan, which are like demons.
Okay. So,
can you see that?
Whoa.
Yeah, so those are Chinese vampires. I think that's actually the movie I watched. But yeah, they jump. That's the thing they do.
Goodness.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah, it's really kind of different.
Creepy.
A story of Chinese hopping vampire. That's the movie I watched, except it wasn't called that. I think it was called A Ghost Story, actually, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, so, and they, another thing with the culture, like this thing I'm wearing right here, they have, you know, they do a lot of spells and stuff on parchment, and they'll stick it on their heads. Like that's what this is representing right here.
I see it.
Yeah, here's another like scroll on the head. But yeah, so yeah, that's that. Let me see. I'm gonna pull up the Wikipedia and read real quick what it says about them if I can. Hey, Jiangshi is what it's called. Also known as Chinese hopping vampire, is a type of undead creature or reanimated corpse in the Chinese legend and folklore. Due to the influence of Hong Kong cinema, it is typically depicted in modern popular culture as a stiff corpse dressed in official garments from the Qing dynasty. Also, the pronunciation Zhengxing, I'm probably butchering that, varies in different East Asian countries. All of them refer to the Chinese version of the vampire. Also, popular culture, it is commonly represented as a hopping or leaping in folkloric accounts. However, it is more formidable, capable of giving chase by running, and if significantly ancient, or if it has absorbed significant yang energy, capable also of flight. So see, they devour like energy. They're like energy vampires, like, you know, the whole thing in the Eastern mythicism of yin and yang, you know, the good and the bad. So they take the yang energy, which I think is the white, the light energy. And I think yin is the dark energy, if I'm not mistaken. But anyways.
Yeah, when you first said about them, I was like, it made me think of like an energy vampire almost.
Yeah. For sure. But yeah, so let's keep it going. We'll keep it going in the Far East. We'll go to talk about yokai. So yokai are really kind of cool. That's not how I spell that. Okay. That is not how you spell it either. That's yaki, like yakisoba.
I've had that before.
How do you spell yokai? Yo I thought it was Y-O-K-I.
That's yokai. The way I was picturing it.
Yeah, yokai, yokai demon. Let me just put it there. Y-O-K-A-I, yokai. So, yokais. So there's many, many, many different yokai in Japanese folklore. And some of them are so terrifying. Like there's this one about a young girl. And if you see her, you can't run away. And you have to, like, there's a certain thing you have to say. I can't remember what it was. You have to, like, compliment her on her beauty or something like that. If not, she, like, I want to say takes needles and sticks them in your face or something like that. It's crazy. Like, it's so brutal. All these different demons. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. The Asian stuff is just really scary. I don't know a lot about it, but I've heard some about it.
I mean, the most popular one was popularized by the movie The Ring.
Yeah.
Gosh, what was her name? Do you remember her name?
No.
So in Japan, it's called Ringu. I'm a big fan of like Asian culture, guys, if you couldn't tell. what was her name? What's so funny?
The freaking, oh my gosh. Your hat.
Oh my gosh. Oh my goodness. I cannot remember her name. Anyways. Dang. But anyways, the evil girl from The Ring is something that's like really, it gets in your head, you know? I mean, just the movie, I mean, it gets in your head and like, I don't know, it's something that sticks with me. I mean, I always think about her coming out of the TV backwards and like, you know, that glitchy movement. I think that was the first film that did that, like that effect of the, you know, glitchy movement, which is just so freaky.
That, I always get that and The Grudge. Kind of like, well, they're
very similar.
Yeah, they're both, yeah. Aren't they both based on like Japanese folklore?
Yeah, they are. I was trying to find her name. The name, if anyone knows the name of this lady, you're probably screaming at your computer right now or whatever you're listening. You're like, it's blah. I don't know. Ring girl's name.
I'm trying to look too. I'm trying to help you. Yeah. Oh, a Yuri.
Yuri?
Yeah, a figure. Samara.
No, Samara Morgan is the main antagonist in The Ring.
Well, I thought you were trying to like find the actual like.
No, you're talking about the name of the demon or whatever, the yokai. No, I was just thinking of her, the character's name. So Samari is her name. But anyways, okay, go ahead. What you found?
No, I was going to say a Yuri is a figure of Japanese folklore that can be likened to Western idea of a ghost or even the woman in white mist. Ooh, that's interesting. I love a good woman in white story.
So the woman in white also is referred to as Lilith. I don't know if you know about that.
Yeah, I've heard like several people, but I also, I don't always feel like that's the case. Like it could be in some, but I've heard of like a lot of women ghosts are seen in white because they were buried in their wedding dress.
I mean, could be. Or yeah. could be worse than that. Could be something much worse. more scary.
Maybe there's some that aren't bad.
Yeah. I don't know. But I mean, yokai are just, they're so like crazy. So there's this anime from the 90s called Ninja Scroll. And that's where I first saw anything about yokai. And it is crazy. There's this one that has bees, like that lives inside its back. Like its back is like a hive and has these bees that come out and will kill you. They're just so, and then they're so bizarre most of the time. And then what really is the, scary. There's one real famous one that's a turtle that drags kids into the.
Yeah, yeah. I've heard of that one.
Kappa, that's what it's called.
Oh, isn't it? It's like based off of like, to go back to Mario. Doesn't it have ties into that?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I think they, I don't know if they changed it in the English translation from Kappa to Koopa. Because, you know, they're the Koopa Troopas and King Koopa. But yeah. Then there's like the Tengu, Tengu are a type of legendary creature found in the Shinto belief and considered a type of yokai. The Tengu were originally thought to take forms of birds of prey and a monkey deity, and they were traditionally depicted with human and monkey and avian characteristics.
Okay, that's that crazy. Would terrify me.
Yeah.
Because I'm I'm really afraid of ever seeing a Bigfoot because they're so similar to like a monkey or an ape. And
yeah,
that sounds so scary.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah. So that's, I mean, there's so many myths like these, like creatures and their necks grow like snakes. Like, I don't know. I don't know where they came up with the ideas for all these different demons. But there's like literally thousands of yokai. And there was a cartoon, I think. It was an anime because it's a Japanese animation, but it was more aimed towards kids in the West. And it was called Yokai Watch. And it's about kind of like Pokemon, where they go and they would have these watches on and they would capture ghost, mm-hmm. the yokai in their watch, and then have them as their like friends or whatever.
My gosh.
Yeah. But anyways, okay. So let's transition to the good old vampires that we know. Because I started off weird because I don't know why the weird vampires came to my head. I guess because I'm wearing this.
Because this is
like a traditional, like, you know, Chinese. It's more of a, it's called a rice paddy hat.
Yeah.
It's used for whenever they're in the rice fields and doing labor. This is the typical hat because, I mean, it literally will, you know, cover you from the sun. So anyways, I'm going to start off by saying this, how big of a nerd I am. So I've always liked vampires, right?
Mm.
I've always been a fascination of mine. So vampires and werewolves.
Yeah.
Both. I'm really into both of them. So my main fascination of vampires. So whenever I was in high school, there was a game that was really popular. Hold on a second. Okay, sorry. I had to get a Kleenex. My nose was running.
It's okay.
Just full disclosure, guys. Full disclosure.
Season, full swing.
So I was a huge nerd, right? And there was this really popular role-playing game. So you have like D&D and stuff like that. There's tons of different role-playing games. It's not just D&D. So, and it was called Vampire the Masquerade. And it was huge. There's documentaries about it and stuff. It's pretty big still. To this day. But so we would play that, and you know, you role play as vampires. And the cool thing about it is it's kind of political, and it's called Vampire the Masquerade because the vampires have to masquerade as humans and try not to get caught, you know, when they're feeding and all this stuff. And you know, there's all this bureaucracy of, you know, there's like different clans of vampires. And but like if you'll get killed, like you'll get taken, you know, to the like leaders of vampire clans, and you essentially get killed if, you know, humans find out that there's vampires. But anyways, it was really cool. So there's so much lore to that game that I'm like, gosh, how did someone come up with all this? You know, it just makes me think that, I mean, there's more to it, right? Mm-hmm. And there is I don't know if it's as big as it was back then, but there was actual clubs and actual people who would live out this vampire lifestyle because of this game, and like literally drink blood and stuff. It became like ridiculous. So Atlanta was the hot spot where all this took place. The company, I think, was based out of Atlanta. It's called White Wolf Games. The movie Underworld. I don't know if you've seen Underworld.
I haven't seen that, but I'm familiar with it.
Okay, so the game, the movie is based off the game of Vampire the Masquerade. So if you don't know anything I'm talking about, and you've seen Underworld, you've pretty much experienced what the game is like: vampires versus werewolves and all that stuff. It's pretty involved. Anyway, so that's how I got into vampires. And it kind of, I've just always been infatuated with them, right? And just the whole legends. I mean, there's been bodies found that have had stakes driven in their hearts and their heads cut off. I mean, it's documented that there has actually been like cases of vampirism throughout history. But you know, most people are like, oh, it's not real though. You know, it's just, you know, folklore. So they thought this guy was a vampire, but I mean, really, did they just think he was a vampire? I mean, that takes a lot to dig up your father and chop his head off and drive a stake through his heart, you know?
Yeah. I don't know. There was like some wild things that I heard though. It was something like they would.
Yeah, I'm going to take this off.
I wish like if I would have, you know, done a little research on it, but I think it's like if they would like dig people up and they found that their blood was like, you know, I'm trying to think like.
Not coagulated, like it's still living blood.
Like that's
blood.
The word I want to say, but I'm like, I'm going to say it wrong. Like I'm going to pronounce it wrong so I don't want to like mess up what I'm saying. But yeah, like things like that. And they're like, oh, you're a vampire. Like these really crazy things.
Yeah, I mean, it's bizarre. I mean, it goes back like even to like biblical times.
Really?
I cannot remember. Yeah, I cannot remember what those vampires are called. Like in Jewish folklore. What are they called? Gosh, there's a certain name. And the only reason I know this is because there was a movie, or it was actually a TV series, written by Guillermo del Toro. What was the name of that show? Now it just slipped my mind. Anyways, the main vampire was from like Jewish folklore. I'm looking it up, guys, again. This is turning into like a looking up podcast. Del Toro vampire. The Strain. So the thing about The Strain is it's like, which is very interesting. I'm going to get into this. We're going on rabbit trails now because this leads into a whole nother thing. So The Strain is there's this like parasite that is actually goes into your body and takes over. And that's where you become a vampire, is by this parasite. Yeah, it's pretty crazy, which a lot of people believe that parasites nowadays can like cause like mental illness and stuff. There's a lot of like cases for that, which, so I mean, this may not be far off, you know.
I don't know
this legend. I think, what was it, there's been some cases of I think schizophrenia, and they've used like anti-parasitic drugs and it's helped them.
No way.
I think, yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, that's like amazing if that is the case and they're figuring it out and that's helping, that's great.
Yeah, I think I may be making that up, but I don't think so.
I was going to say, so I went to this like Halloween lunch tea thing over the weekend and they gave us these little trivia sheets for when you sat down, and it says Halloween herb trivia on it. So some of the questions, like I was like, oh, I could get some of these, and they were really hard, but there was two on here about vampires. So I'll test your knowledge, see if you can answer them, because I could answer the one, but I couldn't answer the second question. I had to look it up. So the first question on here, it says, what common cooking herb has long been used to ward off evil spirits and vampires, leading to hang in doorways or windows during Halloween?
Garlic.
Yeah.
You're not going to get me. I'm got all these. All these.
No,
I know.
This one you're not. Wait, where is it? You're not going to get this one. It was. Let me find it. According to folklore, this herb's branches were sometimes driven into a vampire's grave to prevent its return. It's also known for being associated with fairies and marking the boundary between worlds. What is it?
What is this? This would be... You're like, you're not going to get it. You're not
but going actually, to. But actually, you might, though, with all the info that you just had, that you just said.
Oh, man. You had me at fairies. I was thinking something else, but then...
What were you thinking?
I was thinking rosemary.
Oh, no. It's buckthorn.
Yeah, I'm done. I didn't says know that. Used. Yeah, of course used, I knew that. Buckthorn. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I guess it says here, like I just did a quick search. It says used since ancient Greece to keep away the undead, hung from gates of houses, and then hawthorn aside from being used for making stakes, is also carried around as protection.
Hmm. It's interesting. Yeah. I did not know that. Buckthorn. I'm going to have to look that up. I need to give me some.
And then, yeah, vervain. I think that's mostly for, like, werewolves, right?
Wolfsbane?
No, vervain.
Vervain. I don't know what it... I don't know that one.
Oh, it was also used to staunch the wounds of Christ. You should know that, I feel like.
I honestly don't know much about herbs. I'm not an herbalist. I know.
I'm not either.
I know wolfsbane. I know milk thistle.
What does that do?
I don't know. I'm just saying herbs that I know. Milk thistle. It's just fun to say. Can you go out in the yard and give me some milk thistle, please?
My God.
But yeah. So do you have any more of these quizzes?
Yeah, but I don't know the answer to all of them.
I know them all, except for that buckthorn. I didn't know that. All the rest of them I got this.
Okay, here's one.
So guys, this is a drinking game. Every time I get one wrong, take a sip. You're going to be about to be very drunk.
Good thing I only have water on my desk.
That's right.
All right. So known as the herb of remembrance, this aromatic plant is often used in Samhain rituals to honor and connect with departed ancestors.
Rosemary.
I don't know what it is.
Every time I say rosemary, take a drink. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Kidding, guys. It's a joke. Just a joke. But so vampires are, I mean, there's so many legends about vampires. So I actually watched.
Hey, you are correct.
Rosemary, really?
Yes. Rosemary is an ancient symbol of fidelity and remembrance. Greek scholars believed the aromatic herb rosemary improved memory. Their students allegedly wore it. Okay, no. I don't know. But that's what... Oh. I guess like remembering things. Anyhow, go ahead.
I'm right. I'm always right. So what was I going to say? I now lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
So I watched the new Nosferatu. Have you seen it?
No. I have a hard bizarre. Time watching stuff, man. Because
yeah, it was really bizarre. It was. So now I'm wondering, because I haven't watched, not watched, I haven't looked into it. But so this whole, I guess, was Bram Stoker, did he originally write Dracula and then the Germans took that and made Nosferatu? Because, I mean, it's very similar story to Bram Stoker's Dracula. And I didn't realize that because the original silent version of Nosferatu, I watched, but it's been years and years ago and it was hard to pay attention to because, a lot of people like these old movies. I don't. I could give
They're
me
hard.
A newer movie and with some awesome scenes. That's one, you know. But yeah, so I don't know. I didn't. So the whole like Dracula thing, you know, I know that Vlad Tepish was a real person and he, you know, put all these people on the stakes. Like the Turks were invading. And so he would like, you know, scare them off basically by taking all their soldiers and putting them on stakes and putting them around the castle.
My gosh, that's horrifying.
Yeah, and that's where the legend of Dracula came from, because Vlad Tepish, apparently he's from the Order of the Dragon, which Dracula came from. But as far as him coming back from the dead, I don't know where that started. I don't know if that started with Bram Stoker's Dracula or if it was something else that started that, you know? I know that there's the first, well, this goes back to the Vampire the Masquerade, sort of. A lot of people say the first vampire was Cain from the Bible. So when Cain killed Abel, God cursed Cain. And some people believe that Cain became the first vampire because of he was cursed to be like immortal and have to, you know, live off blood and stuff.
That's wild because I remember those names from, you know, when I did catechism classes and stuff, we didn't learn about that.
Yeah. No, I mean, that doesn't go into that in the Bible at all. This is just what people
just speculation. Think.
Yeah, speculation. Yeah.
That's a heck of a speculation, though.
I know. I don't know who came up with it, but that's what I'm saying. I don't know who the first vampire was, but that's what some people say. It's Cain. Some people say it's, you know, was Dracula or, you know, Vlad Tepes or I can't remember. There's someone else I was thinking of, like a first vampire. I don't know. But I don't know where the vampire lore all started, but it had to start somewhere, you know?
Yeah. I was looking up that, actually, I was looking into this, for a quick minute before we got on here, and this actually says that the first known reference to vampires appeared in written form in Old Russia in AD 1047, soon after Orthodox Christianity moved into Eastern Europe. The term for vampire was upir, which has certain origins, but its possible literal meaning was the thing at the feast or sacrifice, referring to a potentially dangerous spiritual entity that people believed could appear at rituals for the dead. It was a euphemism used to avoid speaking the creature's name, and unfortunately, historians may never learn the real name or even when beliefs about it surfaced.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
Is it interesting? Huh. But I mean, there's legends in all the countries. I mean, there's almost every country has a vampire legend.
Yeah, so, I believe that.
It's hard to say where it started, you know? But you said it started in Russia when Christians came there,
mm-hmm.
which, you know, I mean, seems like there's a lot of that mixed in with, you know, Christianity folklore of Cain. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it was Cain.
It's Cain. I told you.
I was right.
No, I don't. So I don't know. I was looking in and I was reading. So Vampire, the Modern Fiction was born in 1819 with a publication of The Vampire by English writer John, I'm not going to try to say his last name, Pilordi. The story was highly successful and arguably the most influential vampire work in the early 19th century. Bram Stoker's 1897 novel, Dracula, remembered as the quintessential vampire novel. And then, there's an Irish author, Joseph Sheridan Le I'm not going to say that. You can look it up. Carmilla was the name of his book. It was a book that spawned Vampire 21st, still popular in 21st century books, films, TV. Yeah, okay. We got you. We got you, Wikipedia. But yeah, so it's crazy, hold on. Folklore beliefs. The notion of vampirism has existed for millennia, cultures such as Mesopotamians, Hebrews, ancient Greek, Romans had tales of demons and spirits, which coincided, or which are similar to modern vampires. I'll just say it that way, in my own words. So that's weird. So it looks like it started back in, you know, Mesopotamia, the Hebrews, ancient Greeks, Romans, all in that, you know, area. It's where it started at. So
it's weird to think about, really.
Yeah. Huh. So in Slavic and Chinese traditions, any corpse that was jumped over by an animal, particularly a dog or a cat, was feared to become one of the undead. That's weird, right?
I guess. I feel like that's one of those, like, that's like, just like you said, like a folklore thing. Like, it's an old thing where it's like, if this happens, you know, like a superstition kind of one of those deals. But that is weird, though. Like, why would a animal, I don't know.
I know, it's really weird. I'm just looking through your, see vampires anymore. So, see, 800-year-old skeleton found in Bulgaria stabbed through the chest with an iron rod. I mean, I don't know if that has anything to do with vampires, but they're seeming to associate it with it. A brick forced into the mouth of a female corpse has been interpreted as a vampire slaying ritual.
Oh my gosh, that's brutal.
Yeah. In Bulgaria, over 100 skeletons with metal objects such as plow bits are embedded in their torso have been discovered. Here we go. So Lilith, Lilith.
Tie it back the Persians, around, yeah.
Yeah, Persians were one of the first civilizations to have tales of blood-drinking demons creatures attempting to drink blood from men were depicted on excavated pottery shards in ancient Babylon.
Oh my gosh. I mean, really, like, hang on a real quick second, though. Like, for them to put that on, like, a piece of pottery, you know, back in the day when it's not easy to do, I would imagine not easy to do something like that. That's kind of crazy. Like,
yeah, it is.
There's got to be, like something to that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's got to be something to this.
Yeah.
It also says that there's mythical tales of Lilitu, synonymous with giving rise to Lilith in Hebrew, and her daughters Lilu. From Hebrew demonology, Lilith was considered a demon and was often depicted as sustaining on the blood of babies. So I guess sustaining means like drinking the blood to live, I guess.
Yeah, that I would think, like, to live off of it. Yeah, yeah. To survive.
Yeah. And it said she would also shapeshift. And were said to roam the night among the population seeking victims. So, yeah.
But Lilith is supposed to shapeshift into an owl too, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a whole bunch of stuff with her. And and also like a succubus is also kind of has something to do with Lilith. I don't know exactly what, but.
I don't know if I've heard that or not. Maybe.
But yeah. Anyways, just very weird. Vampirism is, I mean, it goes way back.
Yeah, so we should actually like do like a deep dive on it.
I mean, I keep reading stuff and there's just so much it's going to get boring if I keep reading stuff and just trying to quickly come up with, you know, conversation off what I'm reading because it's very interesting. Okay, it's time to switch. Do you have any more to say? Well, do you have any more to say about vampires?
No, not really, because I don't know enough to say more.
All right, so let's switch to something you do know about. Dogman. You know a little bit about Dogman.
Only from stories that I've heard.
Yeah, but you've had like in your area some stuff, right?
Yeah, we could talk about that if you want. Yeah.
Which I think we may have talked about a long time ago, but let's hit it again.
Did we talk about... So I talked to Tommy from Let's Get Freaky's Potty. What is it called? Let's Get Freaky.
Yeah.
I'm like mixing up the words there. Sorry, Tommy. I talked to him about it, but I don't think I talked to you about it when my dad went hiking on the Appalachian Trail.
No, I have not heard this.
I think I might have texted you about it, but I didn't give you details because I was like, I'll save it for the podcast or something. So I don't know, man. Like, but there's definitely some Dogman stuff that goes on in this area because I know a handful of people now that this stuff has happened to. And over the summer, I mean, my friends have told me about the spot, and like we did an episode about it. My friends and I, we sat down, my one friend that like saw one of these creatures when we were 16 years old, and then years later finds out that his dad saw the exact same thing, like right by his house. And we called his dad up and we talked to him, and then, you know, my friend's wife, we talked to her. And so there's a spot that she used to go hiking all the time, and she said she went there all these times, and like just one day out of nowhere, it just felt really weird and like really bad. And she got really bad anxiety and was like, something's not right here. So she's telling me about the spot, and she's like, yeah, like we should go. And I'm like, yeah, definitely, like, let's go. And it's by where she used to live. And now there's another person that bought her house that she's still in contact with. And her husband, my friends, still talk to this guy. And he told my guy friend that he saw some like wolf creature out in the tree line. And then he called me up the other day to talk. He would text me and he's like, hey, give me a shout when you get a minute. So I said, okay. So I called him, and he's telling me about, he's like, did you hear about what this guy also saw? And I was like, yeah, you know, your wife told me that the dog man, like wolf creature in the woods. He's like, no, he goes, he saw a skinwalker in his backyard.
What?
Yeah, no, literally, like, and I know they say that like skinwalkers are like out west because it's, you know, to the native tribe that's out there. And I don't know if this thing, I got thinking about it, I don't know if this thing was like a Wendigo or something, actually, or some kind of like shapeshifter, because like, let's say like skinwalkers are not out in Pennsylvania because it's on the East Coast. So yeah, he said that it had antlers and it looked just like, if you were to like Google a picture of like a skinwalker, he said that's what it looked like. And I know there's this whole thing, which like, I don't really know like if it's 100% true, but I thought it was, that I've heard that skinwalkers are not meant to have antlers, and that was just kind of like a movie trope thing that they started getting depicted with antlers because of this movie that came out like several years ago. But also, if they do take the form of some kind of creature, who's to say that the creature that they didn't take form of had antlers? I mean, I don't know, I'm just speculating. But then, like I said, I was thinking maybe some kind of Wendigo, because I know
Wendigo definitely has antlers.
Yeah, like, yeah. And I know that I'm a little maybe far south for that, but also, why not? I don't know. But, so there's that going on. And then I think there's, like, somebody else in the area that had some, like, weird feelings, too. And these are people that are not into the paranormal, that don't believe in any of this stuff, you know? So for them to be saying these kind of things is kind of a lot, I feel like. So over the summer, like, let's go, but we'll go back in time to over the summer. And this was like a hot day. It was about 90 degrees. Now keep that in mind. So my dad wants to hike part of the Appalachian Trail. So I drop him off at one point and I wait for my friend to get there, because she's going to meet me and we're going to hike up the trail just like a little bit to see how weird it is. And she's going to like show me. So I get there before she gets there and I'm waiting for her. And my dad starts to hike up the trail. Like, actually, no, he's like getting his backpack on and his like hiking poles and things like that, getting ready. And I walk in the trail maybe about like 15 feet. And not even like maybe like the first 10 feet, I start to feel like, okay, something's wrong in this area. Like it feels really heavy and it's very oppressive and just this very like bad feeling. And I go in a little bit further and I start getting like goosebumps, like chills on like, they go up my legs. And like I said, it was 90 degrees out and I was in shorts and a t-shirt. And like I even took a picture of the goosebumps on my leg and you could see like it's time stamped like July or something. And just to show that I had these goosebumps on my leg in the middle of this hot summer day. And I'm in there for a couple more minutes and I'm like, you know, trying to feel it out. And I start feeling this like pressure on my face and I start feeling pressure in my ears. And then I start to feel like I'm going to start crying and I'm not sad, but I just feel extremely like just, I can't even explain it, like just this heaviness. And it just made me feel like I was just going to cry. And so I start to walk out and I'm getting really nervous. And my dad starts to like come walk in on the trail. And my dog's with me and my dog starts to follow him. He's like, okay, like, you know, my dog's like, all right, let's go. I'm going to go hiking with you. And my dad's like, are you going to call the dog? You know, call him to come back. And I'm like, you know, calling him, I'm like, okay, come here. And he stops and he looks at me and he's like, what's wrong? Because I'm like disturbed at this point. And I'm like, can you please turn your location on your phone and like share your location with me? He's like, no, I'm fine. My dad's like extremely stubborn. It's really obnoxious, honestly. And I'm like, well, you know, I'm like, maybe you shouldn't go. Like, you know, I'm like, I don't think you should go. And he's like, what's wrong? And I was like, if I tell you, you're not going to believe me. And he's like, what? He's like, there's like spirits or something around here, like creepy stuff. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, he's like, I know just what you're saying. He's like, I've felt that before. And there has been a time where he's told me like, there's like a certain area that he's driven through that's like felt really like just not right. And he didn't, you know, have any way to explain it. So I'm like, yeah. And I was like, it's really bad in here. I was like, I already feel it. And it's like, I was like, it's not good. So he's like, I'll be fine. And he just turns around and walks up the trail and ignores me. And I'm like, okay, like, please, like, you know, like, I'm freaking out, honestly. So he turns around and he starts to walk up the trail. So as I'm turning around to walk back out, I hear my friend pull in. And mind you, I'm right by the parking lot. I'm not that far in. So I walk out. I go meet her. I think she like changes her shoes or whatever. And we start to walk in. And we're hiking like maybe like not even 5 minutes, maybe 5 minutes. And we come across this, is it a wasp nest? Like the big, or no, the yellow and black ones. That's
yellow jacket.
Yeah, I guess it was yellow jackets, the ones that make the big like paper mache looking nests.
Yeah.
So there's this huge nest that got knocked over on the ground, like freshly knocked over. It looks like somebody took it and like shoved it on the ground, and we like walked into it. We didn't even realize it, and she like ran ahead above the nest. And because they were like chasing us, so it was chasing her. And then I like started like running back down the trail and my dog ran out the trail and then hid under the truck. And I didn't know that at the time because like I was like calling after him and I was like trying to hike out to get to him. But I want to make sure my friend's okay. And it was so crazy. And it was just like, what the heck is going on? It almost felt like something was like deterring us from being there, because after her and I walked out, because of course we're not going to go keep hiking after that happened. So we're like standing there, we're talking about how weird the place is. She's telling me about the guy that bought her old house and all the experiences that he's had, and how he said it, he said the same thing she did, that it felt extremely weird there. So flash forward to like, I don't know, maybe 40 minutes later, an hour later, something like that. I drive up the mountain and I park, and I'm waiting for my dad to come out the trailhead. And he comes out and he gets back in the truck, and he tells me that he heard someone pacing him as he was walking through the woods. And I go, no, you didn't. I'm like, you're joking. I was like, you're making fun of me. Like, you didn't hear that. He goes, no, yes, I did. He goes, it sounded like somebody was like pacing me as I was walking through the woods. And I was like, my God, I was so freaked out. And I was like, Bigfoot does that, or whatever else does that. And he said, I heard a noise. And he said, it made a awoo noise. Like, he said, like 6, 7, 8 times he heard it. And he's like, I should have got my phone out and recorded it as I was hiking. And I was like, Dad, I was like, that, I was like, come on. I'm like, you're joking. And he was like, dead serious. And so he, I'm trying to think. So he's like, yeah, he's like, maybe it was just some kid messing with me. And I'm like, no, it wasn't. I'm like, come on. I'm like, you know, it wasn't, because this mountain is like just a mountain, and it's full of very thick brush. It's the Appalachian Trail in Pennsylvania is so rocky. Like, I enjoy hiking, but I don't love hiking the AT because it's so rocky. I'd rather just hike like side trails. And no kid is just gonna like go up in the middle of the mountain and like hope to maybe find a hiker in all this brush and all this like dense woods. Like, it's just not gonna happen. And like I said, this is the same area where my friend used to hike all the time, and it got super weird, and everybody's like seeing these weird creatures and all this kind of weird stuff. So I said to him, you saw that, the wasp nest, right? Like, you saw that. And he's like, no. And I was like, what do you mean, no? And I was like, it was literally like immediately knocked over as soon as he would have walked through, or like I would have thought that he had walked through it, because like there was like maybe 5 minutes time between from when I last saw him and then to when my friend and I walked in there. And I could not believe him that he didn't see that. He's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I asked him like 3 times. I'm like, you saw this? He's like, no. So then after that happens, I get home or whatever, and I'm like texting my friend and I'm telling her everything my dad said. She's like, oh my God. She's like, I told you it was weird. I was like, yeah, I believed you. I could feel it. And the crazy thing is like later on, he ended up telling my mom about it like separately. And then he even told my sister about it like on his own. So for my dad to go tell everybody about it is like, because my mom's like, I think it spooked him, because her and I were talking about his experience then. Because like, that's not like, my dad's not, he doesn't, you know, he doesn't BS people about stuff like that. He jokes around, but like not something like that. And I fully believe him. So it's just like, what the heck is there? So we're supposed to go, but like, I'm just waiting for my friends. I'm like, hey, whenever you're ready, because they have like a crew of people that want to go out there. And I'm like, yeah, just tell me when and I'll make it happen. And they're going out there like fully loaded. My friend's got so many guns, so much ammo. And he's like, I got everybody can go packing and everything. And I'm like, dude, I don't think like I don't care what you have. Like, I don't know that that's going to even do anything besides make it mad. Like, because I don't believe we're dealing, you know, it may be a physical creature in this realm, but I think it's more of some kind of paranormal spiritual that I don't think guns are going to do anything to it, but I still want to go.
Yeah, that's intense. Yeah. I haven't heard of that story. Ooh.
Yeah.
I don't know why I got a chill, but yeah.
It's a dog man.
Yeah, maybe. Speaking of dog man, that story's weird. I just keep thinking about your story. And your dad didn't see it after when he came back out either, the wasp. I mean, it would have been there if he didn't see it the first time. Okay.
So, like, we pulled into a parking lot, and then, like, from that parking lot, the AT, the Appalachian Trail, is, like, right there, like, an entrance to it. So, we were at, like, the bottom of a mountain, of a hill. I don't know what qualifies for a mountain or a hill or however big, but whatever. And he hiked up the mountain. Like, it was, I don't know how long it was, like, what the distance was that he went. But it was enough to where he just wanted to hike that stretch of the Appalachian Trail that I, like, drove around up the mountain and waited for him to come out the trailhead up on top of the mountain. And that's where I picked him up rather than him just, like, hiking up and coming back down. So.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah. So speaking of Dogman, there's only a few more weeks until we go to Brushy Mountain.
Yeah. Where are you going with this? It's like, okay.
So I was watching Black Mass Paranormal, and he was talking again, like, about Brushy Mountain and that experience he had when he was outside. Have you seen that?
I saw that one that you sent me, his experience. Yeah.
Is that the one where he's outside and he hears the howls stuff from the yard? Yeah, that's pretty crazy. So I'm definitely interested in going outside and walking around out there and seeing what we can see.
Yeah.
Man, I watched. So there's a show, I think it's called Destination Fear.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that show?
Yeah, they were on like a TV network, and then I don't know if they got canceled or what happened, but then now they're on YouTube, and then they, like, slightly changed their name.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they were on YouTube. I need to check them out.
Yeah, though. They are. They're not on you could watch reruns, but, like, they're not on.
Because they had three seasons, I think, and then it's canceled.
Mm-hmm.
But they did a lot of stuff here in Tennessee, actually.
Yeah.
But their first episode is at Brushy Mountain. And so whenever I was on my trip, whenever I had some downtime, I watched that episode, starting to prepare myself.
Yeah.
And familiarize myself with the spookiest places in the penitentiary. But yeah, so I highly recommend watching that episode. It's pretty crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
I will. Maybe I'll watch that, like, after we're done talking. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's on Hulu. Or HBO Max or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, I have all those. And then I know there's, like, Discovery Plus or something, if that's even still a thing. A lot of paranormal stuff is on there, too.
Yeah, definitely. But the guy, the lead investigator or whatever, it's him, his sister, and his best friend.
Mm.
But he was also a camera operator for Zach Bagans. What's that?
Ghost Hunter? Adventures?
Ghost Adventures. So. And those guys, they're... I don't know. It's kind of cheesy.
Yeah.
I think. But the Destination Fear seems more legit.
I think so. And especially now that they're on, like, YouTube, they don't have, like, TV. Because that's, like, why I don't watch a lot of paranormal TV shows, because it's just so produced. You're like, come on. Like, this is just not real.
I mean, that's the thing. Whenever you have a show and they want you to do...
Mm-hmm.
They started giving you, like, kind of scripted stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, let's make it more entertaining, to get views,
Yeah. Sitting in a dark room talking to whatever is there or not there is not great ratings, honestly, because, like, when you go ghost hunting, it's like a lot of the times nothing happens.
Yeah.
So.
Which that is actually what happened. Do you know, have you seen that show Mountain Monsters?
No,
okay,
but
so
I've heard of it.
Yeah, so they're like, they're pretty big rednecks, right? So they start, it was a legit, they were a legit like investigation crew, right? And then they came in and was like, you know, we're going to make this over the top. It became silly almost.
Yeah.
I mean, not almost, it did become silly, right? But they're so popular, and I heard they're such great guys. I've never met them, but they did start off as a legit like investigation crew looking for cryptids, but yeah. Now it's just kind of silly.
Well, you know? It's kind of wild when that happens, but
yeah. But I mean, they're still pretty popular. I mean, yeah. It almost became like a soap opera for dudes, kind of what it seems like, because there's the storyline they're following, they're hunting for, you know. I don't know what it was. I think one time it was Spearfinger. We're going to find Spearfinger. And then each episode, they would run into another cryptid. That's Buffalo Bull Daddy Bob Joe.
That sounds so, because
they have ridiculous names too. That sounds Buffalo Bull Daddy Bob Joe. That's a good one. That's who we're going to go hunt for. Oh, man. I can't believe we've been talking for over an hour. It does not seem. I think I rambled for the first 45 minutes. We should have started off with your stuff, because that was more intense than what I was talking about.
I mean, that is kind of a wild, not saying, you know, whatever, but that really is. That still kind of blows me away to think about that. Yeah, I don't know.
But I had to start off with hopping vampires.
Yeah.
But anyways, I mean, it's, you know, hopefully people like it. If not, they can, you know, not watch it. Anyways, so before we go, so did you have a chance to talk to Spookay?
No, I didn't.
Oh, really? Okay.
No, not yet. But I always think of that. I'm like, oh, I'm the worst with messaging people. But I'm like, yeah, no, I want to.
I'm just, I don't know. I mean, you guys may not even get along, but I'm like, they're going to be best friends.
Oh, no. Yeah. No, there's all this stuff that she's saying. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. Agreeing. Yeah, I like that. Or yeah, that's what I think. Or, you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, I should message her and see if she wants to go do this or that, which I'm like, is weird because I've never talked to her. So
yeah.
You don't message people's, hey, you want to go hang out in this graveyard in the woods?
Yeah, that could be creepy. But
yeah, that's real weird.
Yeah, but yeah, she seems pretty cool though.
Yeah.
And I think they have 5 people in their group. You probably listened to the episode.
I did.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't remember that. I know a handful of people. Yeah.
But yeah, seem like cool folks. I think I'm going to have the whole team on.
Yeah, that would be cool. At some point.
I think I maybe said that on the show.
Yeah, you did.
I said I would get you to come on. We'd just do a round table kind of thing and talk about Pennsylvania and how weird it is.
I'm interested. Oh my God, that's so weird. There's just so much stuff. There's just so much stuff on my list that I want to go do. Yeah, I think I told you. I don't know. I know I told Tommy, but we're going. I don't know why, but we're going back to Burnbrae in November. We have that booked. I'm actually going the weekend I'm coming home during the week, and then that weekend I'm, you know, going to Burnbrae. When I come home from Tennessee.
Is Burnbrae the place that
sure
went
is
with Tony and them? Right? Is that it?
Yeah, that's where we went the first trip.
Yeah.
And I actually stayed there overnight. The Shanley is the second trip that I chickened out of and had to leave and cried my way out the door and had to go to an Airbnb.
Yeah, that's, and am I not mistaken? Is that the one with the weird, is it the Burnbrae, the one with the weird attic you were talking about?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That, the attic is the place where weird stuff happens, and supposedly the owner says that there's this haunted spittoon up in the attic, and I don't know if that's what it is or it's not, or there's something attached to it, but I don't know. That's what makes grown men cry like little babies.
Really?
Yeah, I've literally seen it happen with my own eyes. And then I've heard about it from my friends that went back. It happened to. And then when I went back the second time, it happened to two of my friends, a couple of them. And they both were crying, like hysterically, like they just looked completely broken up. So sad, so petrified, like whatever this thing is wants to put the fear of God in you and feeds off of it is what I believe.
It's
I don't
a vampire.
Know what it is.
An energy vampire. Yeah.
It's an energy vampire. That place is terrifying. And I don't know why I'm going back because I'm like,
are you going by yourself or with?
Oh God, no. Okay, I can't afford that because that's like over $1,000 for the night. If I wanted to go, I don't know if they just rent rooms out. I guess they would have to, you know. But like we have it, I think there's like 10.
Did you like win the lottery or something? Because you're coming here and then going there.
No. There's like 10 or 12 of us or something. Yeah. I think it was like 100 something a piece to go to Burn Bray. And then, yeah. No, I wish I did. I wish I won the lottery.
Is Burn Bray the one that's in New York?
Yeah, well,
like
they're actually both
Sleepy
in
Hollow
New York.
Area?
No. The Burn Bray is in Glens Bay, New York.
Okay.
So not really close to Sleepy Hollow.
The other one's next to close to Sleepy Hollow. Maybe? I don't know.
It's in Warwick, No, that's Mid Orange. I forget the town that the Shanley's in. It's not really, it might not be too terribly far from Sleepy Hollow, but they're all kind of like in the same area, but like not, you know, it's not like New York State is a big state. It's not like it's like at the top of the state or anything like that.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to regret that.
You may. I don't know. You need to start videotaping your adventures.
No, I
know. We talked about this.
I know.
Just get a GoPro and a light. One of these lights right here. These guys. That's all you need. These things are ridiculously bright.
What is that?
It's a light. So, like, it's super bright. Let me turn it on.
Okay, that's nice.
But, yeah, I just put this on top of my GoPro, and I film with it. That's what I use. So, let me talk to you about this. So, real quick, I got, for our expedition,
yeah,
I'm going to have a GoPro on, like, I have a little, like, handheld thing and, you know, the light and the GoPro. And I've got a big microphone that I'm going to put on there. So hopefully it will catch all the
nice
audio around us. And then I'm going to have a GoPro mounted on my back. I have two of these lights. So I'm going to have one of these lights on my back. So
that's
it's watching behind us. And also I'm going to bring my still camera and do some flash photography.
Oh, see if sick. That would be sweet. I have like a really nice, I think it's a Zoom recorder. It's like a really nice one. I got it maybe like a year ago. And it was like the latest model. It was kind of a little expensive, but I was like, well, I'm going to use it for podcasting. And I only ever use it for like ghost hunting. But like, I'm definitely going to bring that with me.
Yeah. And I have the spirit box.
Yeah.
And also have two cat balls, those little flashy cat balls. I think that's all I have.
I have a set of dowsing rods that my friend gave to me because she said she has another pair that she uses and she just gave them to me. She didn't want them anymore. And I was like, oh, wow, thank you. So I have those I'll bring.
That's cool.
I like those because it's kind of like, no, you know, because I'm always like skeptical a little bit of the electronic stuff. I'm like, oh, is it just going off because it's like made to trip every once in a while kind of thing? So I like stuff that's not necessarily has anything to do with electric. It's just copper wires in your hands.
Yeah, definitely.
So I think those are pretty cool.
Yeah. Apparently my grandfather used to be able to use those and detect water.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah.
Like how? That's cool. I would like to see somebody do that.
Yeah. That's what my dad told me. I don't know. I never saw it in action, but
yeah, I believe it. I've heard that's what, like, that's how people used to do it, which is really cool.
Definitely. But yeah, I'm so excited to go to Brushy. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, in like 3 weeks, right? I think 3 weeks.
Like, kind of, I feel like not even.
Because the first is Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So 2 weeks, maybe.
Yeah, it's more like, it's closer to like two.
Yeah, crazy. Got to prepare myself for the ghosts.
I'm always prepared
that place, it's so intense, though. I mean, I just...
Elkmont? No, not
Elkmont. I'm thinking about Brushy Mountain. I'm just trying to prepare myself, because it's... I've never been to a place like that. That's just, you know, charged with just negative energy, you know, of like death and just misery. You know, I'm sure it's just palpable, the, you know, the negativity in there, you know?
Yeah.
And her, like, you know, the guards were real cruel to the inmates and all that. And just, you know, it's just wasn't a fun place. That's obviously kinda, I mean, it's a prison, but
yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I felt like Penhurst would be. But I also didn't get to go to, like, I didn't have enough time to go to the infirmary, which everybody says is like really bad. But which is surprising to me, like, Penhurst didn't feel as bad as I thought it would, but it definitely feels like dark. But there is one building, and like the top second floor and the third floor feel extremely terrible, and that's apparently where they kept like the really bad people. And I won't say what the one person was, cuz that's not allowed on YouTube, but you can figure that out. So that feels terrible up there. So yeah, I can't imagine, like, I don't know what kind of criminals were in Brushy, but
oh,
probably not the worst.
I mean, it's
really
called, it's called the Alcatraz of the East.
Were you for real? I haven't done any research on it.
You can look it up. It was essentially built by prisoners. They would make a mine and everything to build the freaking prison. And I mean, there's just, it's that bad. James Earl Ray, who murdered Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he was in prison there. Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Like, I had no idea, because I kind of like to not always know everything. Like, I kind of like to know a little bit, but I don't always want to know everything, because I don't want it to, like, get in my head, and then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's why I'm thinking this or feeling this or whatever. That's wild.
It's one of the, was, like, one of the worst prisons in America. It was called The End of the Line.
So, my gosh.
Yeah. Watch that episode of Destination Fear. It explains a lot. So,
yeah. You know what? I'll probably put that on when we're done talking. Yeah, because I do want to know the history of it too, which I think they do tell us when we go there.
Yeah. But they also, in the show, they tell you a little bit about it. But
yeah.
I have a friend whose husband was a guard there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you should see if you can talk to him.
I don't think he likes to talk about it. I asked her if she wanted to go with us, and she said no. She said her husband didn't want her to go back. So,
my gosh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's gonna, wanna know what he knows.
Yeah. I don't know. I do know that this is from Destination Fear too, but the hole or whatever, the solitary confinement, they would hang prisoners by their thumbs. I don't know how they do that, but they'd hang them up by their thumbs.
Oh,
it's crazy.
That sounds terrible.
Yeah, that sounds real bad. Yeah. All right. Well, let's end on a high note. Oh man. But it's 11. It's not 11:30. What time is it?
It's 10:20.
10:30. We've been on for about an hour and 30 minutes, so I guess it's time for us to wrap it up. Because I am getting tired and have to work tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
But Yeah. Thanks again for coming on such short notice. And I wish we had led off with the Dogman and Wendigo's talk, because that was really good. I didn't even know about it. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't want to text that to you because it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
It's like, wait to actually talk to you to tell you.
Yeah. That is a lot. Gosh, that's crazy. But yeah, I can't wait to see you guys and go on some spooky trips. I just keep playing with this light. Like I'm like, I'm a fidgeter. I need to stop fidgeting. Like I have this like little carabiner. I've been like clicking it the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, but also these lights, check it out. You can mount them together. So you can have like two.
That's really cool. Yeah,
you can have like, you can have four, you know, however many. And they're also magnetic, so you can like stick it on a wall
if you want your light source to come from a different
area. Yeah.
Yeah, for filming or doing pictures. That's really cool.
Yeah. I was thinking about buying a couple more before our trip.
You get them on Amazon or what?
Mm-hmm. Amazon, yeah.
Nice.
They're like $12.
Sweet.
And they're rechargeable.
Yeah, I don't even know. I have like a certain flashlight that I really like to bring with me when I go places because just the way it like... Just the way it is, and like I feel like it's good for taking photos and stuff. But like I don't even know if I'm allowed to fly with batteries. I gotta look that up.
You can, but you have to put them in your carry-on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the thing. I just flew, so
yeah.
And I had to take I had my camera and had a bunch of external batteries that we have to use because you know when we're videoing. The onboard camera batteries, they die like really quick. So
yeah,
I had this like literally it's like a brick battery that I have to take with me. So, but it lasts for like 4 hours.
Nice.
Yeah. And I got all these smaller batteries that where are they at? They were on my desk here. Yeah. I got these guys that I bring for whenever I do.
Oh, okay.
Investigations. I got like two of the big ones and then I got some small ones. But, you know, I charge those up and for our cameras and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah. But yeah, it's going to be good. Yeah. Anyways. So tell everyone where they can find you.
Yeah. That part.
Yeah.
So my podcast is on just about any podcast platform that you could probably think of. It's Midnight in the Mountains. And then you can find me at Midnight_in the mountains on Instagram.
Awesome. And you can find me at AFK Discussions on wherever you do anything. Instagram, Facebook. We're on YouTube. Make sure you go to YouTube and like, follow. Ring the little bell icon. Where's my hand? Ring the little bell icon. But guys, yeah, thanks for everything. Thanks for following me. So everyone on Facebook that's hearing my voice right now, I need you to go from Facebook over to Instagram and follow me there. Because
follow
I have
me
like,
too.
Yeah, follow her too. I have like 2,000 followers on Facebook, but you guys need to go and do that on Instagram because right now I can't do a live stream and I would like to do some live streaming. They made it where you have to have at least 1,000 followers to do live streaming. Yeah. They changed it. Yeah.
They did change it. Cause I know of people that I've followed that don't have 1,000 followers and they just pop on live, like just for the heck of it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
See, let me try to do it again. Maybe they changed it back. Have you seen anybody on?
That was no, new. No, I haven't.
Okay. See, no, it's live is not even an option. It says post, story, and reel. There's no live. Yeah. Lame. There's a bug flying around me. But anyways, thanks a lot for coming on. And guys, like I said, follow us. If there's nothing you do, if you don't even listen to us, just follow us. Well, I'm saying this at the end of the show, and hopefully you've listened, because if you didn't listen, I mean, you're not going to follow me. You have to make it to the end to know that you have to follow me. I need to start saying this crap at the beginning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Thanks again for checking out AFK Discussions, and we'll see you next time. Peace.
Bye.